Yeah, we're going to get Tyler's ass out the way here in just a bit. Give us a quick second. Remember, tomorrow, T-Mill's Best Bet's coming up here. New time. Someone texted in and said, T-Mill coming through with that 5:30 recommendation. Love this brother. Steve.
Steve the beer guy.
Yeah, there you go.
My boy.
Yeah, Leak City, Steve. Is that where I believe Steve's saying he's from? But 5:30 coming up in just a bit. Remember, come hang out with us tomorrow. As a little Thirsty Thursday playoff edition, we will be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Bud Light, Buffalo Wild Wings as well. We'll be at the Willow Brook location. On the other side of the highway from Willow Brook Mall, we'll be there. Say hello to Scarlett. She'll take care of you. Good spot. One of our favorite spots. So come on out and hang out with us tomorrow for a little Thirsty Thursday. We will not come empty-handed. Would you say Texans cheerleaders will be out there?
Texans cheerleaders will be out there. That's right. Come on through, man. That always brings them out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll bring them out.
Come Might on even, out. I don't know. Is Toro coming?
Well, I don't know.
I think they got a lot of stops tomorrow. I think
I don't
they
know
got
after what you did to his ass. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they just posted that on.
Him limping, man. You heard him.
Hey, he's lucky I didn't do the Kamari Lassiter on his ass and stand up and beat my own forehead.
He's going to knock himself out one day doing that, man. I hope not. His celebrations are just Kamari seems like that guy that used to celebrate that would come. I used to hate guys when you make a play with head bunch you as their celebration. Kamari looks like that type guy.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, I didn't even like the guy that make a play and he run up and slap you on the helmet.
Helmet either. No, I don't like it.
Brian Cushing style.
Yeah, Greg Casey, Blue Springs High School, was a head bunner in celebration.
Hey, you see, last week, speaking of headbutting the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, Big Boy, what's Big Boy's name on the D-line? My mind just went blank. Pittsburgh Steelers D-line, Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward, his little brother.
Yeah, he's their tush-push guy.
Yeah, he's tight end, does their tush-push stuff, played some quarterback in high school, they said. After he scored that touchdown, they showed him they kind of went forehead to forehead. Mm-hmm. Little brother ain't got enough lead, brother.
Big boy
headbutted him, and you could tell it didn't bother him a bit, and the little brother's whole teeth chattered.
By the way, if they get in fourth and inches, they're going to get that.
Oh, with him back here pushing?
Yeah. He comes up behind his brother.
Yeah.
And just now they got aggressive. They tried to do it on like a fourth and one and a half, too. And got almost to the line, but the Ravens stopped them. But they did it in the end zone, Jack.
Yeah.
He is coming in and moving him. Like he comes in and moves his ass forward. There is ain't no issues with that. They better do it while it lasts. T Mill's Best Bet's coming up here in just a second. Shout out to a kicker, Kaimi Fairbairn, who was named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week after having to kick 6 field goals and the game winner versus the Colts. So congratulations to him. 44 field goals, as we said yesterday, the most tied for the most in NFL history. In one season, and that will be something to watch, right? He is – the Texans will be in one of the toughest stadiums to kick in. And if the games go generally how they have gone, they're going to call upon Fairbairn to have to kick some field goals. Now, he did pretty well earlier this year when it was cold in Kansas City and made some kicks. So we'll see if it – hopefully they can get in the end zone and not have to come down for him to kick 6 field goals. But that has traditionally been one of the tougher stadiums. Boswell has been really, really good there. Tougher stadiums to kick field goals in.
That extra point that Boswell missed, I mean, I would like to get mad at him, I mean, at that point, but I don't know how you do it. I mean, that thing was damn near dead center, and it was like a
– It just took a turn.
It was like a slide. Like, that thing turned –
Hoops did, too.
I mean, he pushed his, and it faded, but not quite like that one, Ron. That damn thing, I mean, it literally just, I mean, it looked like a damn curveball.
Yeah, and it can get in your head if you haven't kicked a lot in those places. I don't know if it's like the Meadowlands used to be, but.
That one tunnel had that wind come out of it.
but hopefully it doesn't come down to a lot of field goals for the Texans in that game. All right, T-Mill, let's hear it. Let's get with your best bets, because, boy, you need one. Yesterday.
Need a run.
Yesterday, had 5 bets there and was only able to get one. So let's see if T-Mill can get it going again tonight.
Yeah, it was not an ideal evening, and because that was our first night of Best Bets, Kevin, I was off Monday. We got a short week and a lot of work to do.
I'm liking a little bit of this.
Can't slow down now with only 3 days left to bet. Here are your five best bets.
Let's go Smokey and the Bandit, baby. Long way to go and a short time to get there, man. Let's get it.
I got to remember that. I want to use that. All right. Five best bets around the NBA. We need more than one tonight. We need to start working our way back. First, I'm trying this squad again. They failed me last night, but give them some more points this evening, taking on the Hawks. I'm taking the Pelicans plus 11. I think I was on like plus 5 or 6 last night. Of course, they didn't hit it for me. Plus 11 Pelicans at the Atlanta Hawks. Next, more points. I got the Milwaukee Bucks plus 5 at the Golden State Warriors this evening. These last three bets all involve the hometown team. Your Houston Rockets playing late tonight up in Portland against the Trailblazers. First, I'm taking the Rockets minus 5.5 points against the Blazers. I'm also taking the Rockets Trailblazers total to be over 221 tonight. The Rockets have hit the over 18 times this season. Only gone under 14. That's top in the league. One of the tops in the league. Hit the over. Put money in your pocket. And then lastly, I got Kevin Durant, KD. Last time we saw him, he was drilling a game winner against his former squad in the Phoenix Suns. I got over 4.5 rebounds. I didn't like KD's point total, but I like these rebounds. Over
what was
four
the point total?
Rebounds.
What was it?
It was up at 27.5.
Wow. Yeah. Because I was going to say, I like the rebounds, especially with Şengün out. He's been rebounding a lot more.
He had 10 rebounds last game in that game against the Suns.
I like a lot of the Rockets bets.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think all three of those are pretty good because the Trailblazers score pretty well too, and the Rockets just play a faster pace that you can see the score getting up there.
Age 10.
Pelicans Hawks, boy. Ooh, Lord.
Hold it, dang.
Just don't know. Zion. I'm thinking about getting that part in my hair that Zion got.
I
got
to pick one, Ron. Which one of them Rockets
you can make
like?
That
Which
look
one of
good.
Them Rockets you like?
The one I feel most, I don't know what you feel best about. I mean, the minus 5.5 or that Durant.
Durant's my favorite bet on the board, over 4.5 rebounds. Lock it in, get some money. Loose.
Well, it's the board's favorite, too, at minus 130.
Yep. I need to hit 4, if not 5 of these things.
Yeah,
tonight.
Let me get KD with you, man, over rebounds. Let me get KD. You still got enough?
Absolutely.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad of a night, thankfully.
And let me get $5 on it.
All right, I got you, bro.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm doing
five
it.
Five bones?
No. I'm doing it.
No, don't put $5 on it.
I'm going to give you a crispy $5 bill tomorrow after it hits.
Tyler, teach him. Put it down. Teach him don't play, man.
No, I didn't know.
If you're
told
not
him,
in, you can't
no,
speak
I've told
up.
Him, no. I play you're not going to force it.
I play for keeps.
The keeps, it has to be at least 5 seconds. There's a 5-second rule of mind changing. Really, it should be the ability to change the mind all the way up until.
I'm putting it in for you.
No, you're not. If you're going to do it for 50. I'm just kidding.
That's right.
No, I just got the garbage disposal.
I'm Dave Phillips.
You got the invoice for the garbage
Actually,
disposal.
Man, we got, hey, you know us.
You got a deal.
No.
What happened? Something else broke?
Supposed to, yeah. Garage. Garage. Yeah, motor's out. They're supposed to be here today between 7 and 12. Some incident happened, so they ain't going to be able to come out till Friday.
I got to deal with it for another day, huh? Another 2 days.
Well, I wish we
park outside.
I wish it's only been 2 days we've been dealing.
No, I said two more. He was supposed to come today.
He's supposed to come today. Yeah, we got two more days.
Two more days. He'd be all right. Park outside, man. Park the street.
Belt on my door snapped.
Yeah,
like a day ago.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So if we didn't have that garage situation, I'd be all in. But obviously, just home ownership thing, man. It's killed you every time, man. It kills you every time.
It'll get you sneak up on just when you think you get ahead, huh?
Yeah. Just when you think. Well, take a deep breath.
The How's old your motor, water heater?
The old motor. Great.
That's good.
Why would you even bring that up?
For what now.
Like, hey, man, that's.
Yeah. You better check it when you get home.
Man, what are we doing here? That's messed up, man. I can't.
You
talk I can't about a, no, hey, you got a brand new furnace.
You're talking about a bear to move.
You got a brand new furnace put in, baby. I wish I could have been there to see them bring that furnace upstairs. That's what I wish I could have seen.
Hey, by the way, the turtleneck under the suit for.
It's got to be worn right. Kenny's not the one.
Turtleneck.
Jay Williams does it well. Saw Jay Williams last night halftime. He does it well.
I don't know.
Only man I've ever seen rock a turtleneck right is Seal.
Kenny, man, Kenny's just struggling in a lot of different ways. Coming up, his walk is just tough.
He's got to have knee replacements, right?
Knee, hip, ass, tailbone. He's got to have it all replaced.
He needs some more Forrest Gump.
I think he just needs
some Forrest Gump braces, man. He needs something on him.
Outside of the penis, he just needs to start all over with the lower half.
Have you seen him naked?
I'm assuming a guy like that is probably happy with it.
I was. Well, I know.
It probably ain't been a problem for him, huh?
Coming up.
Obviously, shrimp.